good to be back with you tonight. It's Friday night, and I ain't got no money. Isn't that the way the song goes? Hope you have some money and go out tonight and have a good time. Well, folks, you're coming, or we are coming to you on our broadcast out of Indiana tonight. And we're going to be on the road Monday, God willing, going back to the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. We're looking forward to it. And so wish us well, if you will. Say a little prayer. We had a good day today running around getting last-minute check on the vehicle. We had some noises in the back tire area, back wheel areas, and took it back to the people that sold it to us. And they checked it out very well and said there was no problem there, so we hope they're right. And we got our trailer hitch put on today, and we're hoping that tomorrow morning we can pick up the trailer and start getting it packed. We're having a kind of a going away celebration, birthday party celebration on Sunday. My birthday is, they tell me it's this month. I guess it's on the 18th, I keep forgetting, of July. But we have two other birthdays here in my wife's family. So Sunday we're going to be kind of tied up saying goodbye and enjoying some birthday cake, I guess, and then we'll get out of here Monday morning, God willing. And so that's the way it's going to go, and I'll be trying to make the radio broadcast when I can on the road, and sometime I may not make it, so Paul and the others are going to either play a tape of a past message we had on the air program, or I'll have some stand-in a guest host to take the program. That's what I'd like to do, so I'll be working on that. And so hopefully things will go well, and I'll be back in our headquarters, and my goodness gracious, will that be great to be back there at the headquarters of our two police and military associations, be back with our wonderful office manager, Carol, and all the good people that help us so much up there. Great people in Idaho County, great people, great Americans, and we're looking forward to getting back with them. Great people in Indiana, too, so we'll miss a lot of them. Okay, we'll be right back after this break, and I've got some important information for you tonight. Patrick Buchanan up next.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Folks, it's that old cop Jack McGlam coming back with you here on the program. And, you know, we've been, I would say, associates with Patrick J. Buchanan for a number of years. A number of us at our police and military association have respected him for a number of years. More than we do the other bureaucrats and establishment people there in Washington, D.C., because Patrick Buchanan always pushes the envelope, if you know what I mean. He is probably the only syndicated columnist that puts out a lot of the truth, but he won't cross a certain line. He knows better because he wants to get his message out to the majority of the American people. And he's done it again here just a few days ago. He wrote an article that is basically filled with a lot of truth. But you can tell where he hedges his bets and is very careful at how he says things because he doesn't want to be nixed in being a national red writer and a syndicated columnist, okay? And so this is an important article, though, he put out. The name of it is Why Are They Killing Us? Now, Patrick J. Buchanan knows why they're killing us. He won't say it in so many words, but he knows why they're killing us. But he asks the question, that's the name of his article, he says, who carried out the London massacre? We do not know. Well, you know, that's a truism right there. We do not know. We only know what the governments are telling us, that who did it, okay? And he's smart enough to know that we don't know because the government is not always honest and truthful with us. But he says, but as to why they did it, we are already quarreling as to why they did it, whoever did it. President Bush says that the terrorists are attacking our civilization. At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, he explained again why we are fighting in Iraq 2 years after we overthrew Saddam Hussein. I guess this is President Bush saying this. Iraq is the latest battlefield in this war, he said, in a global war on terror. Many terrorists who kill on the streets of Baghdad are followers of the same murderous ideology that took the lives of citizens in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. There was only one course of action against them, the president says, to defeat them abroad before they attack us here at home. Well, folks, how many times over the years, if you've been around a while, have we had that said by our politicians in every single war, every single one? First World War, same thing. We've got to go get them before they attack us at home. Second World War, we got to get them before they come here and blow us up at home. Korean War, same thing. Vietnam War, same thing. They're coming after us at home. We got to go over there and attack them before they attack us. It's a common, very pat statement when you want to go to war against a people, that they're coming after you, so you better go get them first. Well, in Iraq, that is, of course, not the truth at all. There was no possibility that Saddam Hussein Satan was going to come over here and attack us. He didn't even have the desire to do so. He was keeping his head down. And he had had his can kicked in 1991. And he didn't have an army. He didn't have the infrastructure to go and attack anybody and defend himself. But anyway, President Bush was echoed by Senator John McCain, another traitor to this country. And I could get into that. We could do a whole program on John McCain and his treachery. But anyway, he says, those terrorists in Iraq, McCain told Larry King, are the same guys who would be in New York tomorrow if we don't win. We fight the terrorists over there so we do not have to fight them over here. Once again, the standard saying of these international crime lords who want you to go fight their wars for them, for oil and for wealth and so forth and so on. But Pat Buchanan says, but is this true that the terrorists would be here if we don't fight them over there? Few Americans have given more thought to the motivation of suicide bombers than Robert Papp, P-A-P-E, author of Dying to Win, The Logic of Suicide Terrorism. His book is drawn from an immense database on every single suicide bomb attack from 1980 up to early 2004. Mr. Papp's conclusion is thus: the claim that 9/11 and the suicide bombings in Iraq are done in advance to advance some jihad by Islamofascists against the West is not only unsubstantiated, but it is hollow, meaning it doesn't make sense and it's not true. Islamic fundamentalism, he says, is not as closely associated with suicide terrorism as many people think. Papp tells the American Conservative in the July 18 issue, indeed, the world's leader in suicide terror was the Tamil Tigers of Sri Lanka. This secular Marxist group invented the famous suicide vest with their suicide assassination of Rajiv Gandhi in May 1991. The Palestinians got the idea of the vest, the explosive vest, from the Tamil Tigers. But if the aim of suicide bombers is not to advance Islamism in a war of civilizations, what is its purpose? Mr. Papp's conclusion is this: suicide terrorist attacks are not so much driven by religion as by a clear strategic objective to compel modern democracies to withdraw military forces from their territory that the terrorists view as their homeland. From Lebanon to Sri Lanka to Chechnya to Kashmir to the West Bank, every major suicide terrorist campaign, over 95% of all the incidents that Mr. Papp has studied, has had as its central objective to compel a democratic state to withdraw. In other words, those invaders to withdraw. The 9/11 terrorists were over here because we were over there. They're not trying to convert us to Islam. They're killing us to drive us out of their countries. Before the U.S. invasion, says Mr. Papp, Iraq never had a suicide attack in its history. Since our invasion of their country, suicide terrorism has escalated rapidly, with 20 attacks in 2003, 48 attacks in 2004, and over 50 in just the first 5 months of 2005. Every year since the U.S. invasion, suicide terrorism has doubled. Far from making us safer against terrorism, listen up now, folks. Far from making us safer against terrorism, the operation in Iraq has stimulated suicide terrorists and has taken suicide terrorism to a new lease on life. Absolutely true, folks. We're creating terrorism. Now, do you think, I'm digressing here just a moment, folks, do you think Bush and his criminal cronies, this international crime syndicate that he's a part of, do you think they're dumb? Do you think they're stupid? Now, it's nice to say that about them, but it's not true. Now, Bush isn't any Einstein, that's for sure. But these people are not stupid. They know exactly they're creating terrorism, folks, and that's what they want. So this is what we have to remember. Mr. Papp, I don't know. I imagine Mr. Papp knows just that, that that's what they want. They're creating terrorism around the world because they want World War III. And when World War III gets started with 1,300,000 Muslims rising up because they have no choice, their backs being put to the wall, they're going to be destroyed if they don't, then there's going to be blood around the world in the streets, in the nations around the world, and the people will sooner or later say, whoa, stop. We want world peace under the world peace system, the United Nations, and these international crime lords has their Antichrist world government system, because the people will demand peace in any way, shape, or form. And the UN is just hanging out there ready to accept you into its bosom, okay? Well, Mr. Papp is saying that President Bush has got it backwards. The Iraq war is not eradicating terrorism. It is creating terrorists. Well, I hope the people are listening tonight. And this man has it right on target. Of course, that's what President Bush wants. And Ariel Sharon and Tony Blair and the others who want this world government system set up. The Iraq war is not eradicating terrorism. It is creating terrorists. The good news, Mr. Papp says, or no, this is Patrick J. Buchanan. He says, the good news, question mark, the history of the last 20 years show that once the troops of the occupying forces withdraw from the homeland of the terrorists, they often stop, and they stop on a dime. Between 1982 and 1986, there were 41 suicide bombs attacks on the U.S., French, and Israel targets in Lebanon. When U.S. and French troops withdrew and Israel pulled back to the six-mile buffer zone, suicide bombings virtually ceased. When the Israelis left Lebanon, the Lebanese suicide bombers did not follow them back to Tel Aviv. Since suicide terrorism is mainly a response to foreign occupation and not Islamic fundamentalism, says Mr. Pope, the use of heavy military force to transform Muslim societies is only likely to increase the number of suicide terrorists coming after us. Amen. Hear, brother. You're right on target. We'll be back and we'll finish up this very important letter from Patrick J. Buchanan after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We would still have America as a free nation and a God with godly family. organizations, but we're not. And the other organization that we've watched and admired for their absolute dedication to their religion is the Muslims. I mean, when there is no part of a Muslim's life that is not religious. You know, that used to be the way it was with American Christians. Our religion overshadowed everything. It doesn't today. We put on our religious clothing Sunday and go into church, and when we come home, we take them off and go back in the secular world. 99.9% of Americans today. The Muslims are not like that. You mess with a Muslim, you in any way whatsoever, you're messing with their religion. Now, it so happens that they do not, Allah is not the God of the Bible, absolutely not, and they say that Allah didn't have a son, and so Jesus Christ is a wonderful prophet out there, and they don't have any problems with Jesus Christ because he's just another wonderful prophet, but Allah is not the God of the Bible. But I'll tell you what, totally dedicated. You do something to one Muslim, you've done it to all the Muslims out there. And so this is what they're talking about here. He's saying that the neocons, World War IV, he says, are invading of Islamic countries to overthrow regimes and convert them into these communist democracies is suicidal. Like stamping on an anthill so not to get bitten by ants. It is a presence of U.S. troops in Islamic lands and Israeli troops in Islamic lands that is the progenitor of suicidal terrorism. Folks, is he not right on? I mean, he's right on. Bush's cure for terrorism is to cause an epidemic of terrorism. The doctor is spreading the disease. The longer we stay in Iraq, the greater the number of suicide attacks we can expect. The sooner we get our troops out, the sooner terrorism over there and over here will end. So Mr. Papp says the data proves all of this. This is the precise opposite to what George W. Bush argues and believes. Well, folks, it's what he argues, but it's not what he believes. He knows absolutely he's creating more terrorism because that's the goal. He's not trying to stop terrorism. He's trying to create it. How would we defend our vital interest in the Gulf? Mr. Page's, Papp's answer is, as we did in the 1970s and 1980s, by getting our troops out, removing the cause of suicidal terrorism, leaving behind stock bases, and put U.S. carriers and Air Force forces over the horizon to ensure the Gulf War or Gulf oil continues to flow. Very good. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to thank Patrick J. Buchanan for really getting out there again and telling the majority of the truth. I know he knows what we're talking about here, and that he knows what these gangsters in high office are all about. By the way, there's another report out from, who is it here? Let's see, is this it? No, this isn't it. This isn't it. Okay. Okay, this is coming from Ranger 116, who sends us, he's a military man who sends us flashes on our email occasionally, and this one here hit today, and it says, Blair admits Al-Qaeda doesn't exist. Then who attacked us on 9/11? All right, and listen to what Blair said when he was on, he was on Fox News, okay? Commenting on the possible role of Al-Qaeda, Tony Blair said, Al-Qaeda is not an organization. Al-Qaeda is a way of working. But this has the hallmark of that approach, meaning the bombings in London. Interesting, folks, isn't it? What do we hear all the time from the talking heads and from in the controlled media and the elected things, especially the president? Al-Qaeda members over here, Al-Qaeda members over there, Al-Qaeda members under the bed, Al-Qaeda members, everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Al-Qaeda is everywhere. And now Tony Blair says on Fox News, Al-Qaeda is not an organization. Al-Qaeda is a way of working. Very interesting. Okay, well, I have something to share with you now that may excite you. I think it probably will. Maybe you've already heard about this. I don't know. I don't get to listen as I did when I'm up at my headquarters in Idaho County, Idaho, to the radio and to a Republic Broadcasting Network. I just don't down here because there's no way for me to do it. And so and when I get back up there, I can do that again. So I don't know if you've heard about this, but Congressman Tancredo, we like this guy because he's a congressman that keeps reminding us of the absolutely government's, the federal government's lax immigration and border enforcement policies, actually non-existent immigration and border enforcement policies, I would say, on behalf of the Border Patrol agents that are a member of our association and on our mailing list that we hear from. It's non-existent. Okay, so we like Congressman Tancredo because he's always sticking George W. Bush's face in this immigration pie that him and the old communist the Fox down in Mexico are working on getting as many of the far leftist revolutionary Latinos into this country as possible to participate in their evil plans in this nation. But anyway, Representative Tom Tancredo, a Republican from Colorado, has come up with some questions that he wants answered. He wants to hear, he wants the report on the American Hiroshima plan. Have you heard about that, folks, the American Hiroshima plan? This is Al-Qaeda. Remember, Tony Blair says it doesn't exist. It's only a way of working. But anyway, they have a nuke briefing. Al-Qaeda put out a nuke briefing, and they don't exist, Tony Blair says. Well, they're always doing those things, aren't they, folks? That's why we've come to call them Al-Qaeda, because we believe it's just a government program, Al-Qaeda is. But anyway, he wants a nuke briefing from Al-Qaeda that the Justice Department is supposed to have, called American Hiroshima Plan. Here's what he has to say about it. He said yesterday he has requested a briefing from the Justice Department on information it has on plans revealed by WorldNet Daily this week for a nuclear attack on the U.S. by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Oh, Tony Blair, there's Al-Qaeda terrorists out here. He says, no, it doesn't exist. There's no organization. It's just a way of working. Well, Tancredo said he was greatly alarmed by the report and would seek whatever information he could get from the nation's law enforcement authorities, either in classified or unclassified reports. Al-Qaeda's plan, known as America's Hiroshima, according to captured terrorists and terrorist documents, calls for the multiple detonation of nuclear weapons already in the possession of Osama bin Laden's operatives currently inside the United States. The agents in arms having been smuggled across the Mexican border with the help of the MS-13 street gang and other organized crime groups, according to the report originating from Joseph Farah's G2 Bulletin newsletter published by the founder of WND, World News Daily. The attack is designed to kill at least 4 million Americans. Al-Qaeda has obtained at least 40 nuclear warhead weapons from the former Soviet Union. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. Look at the detail here that I'm going to share with you right now, the details of all of this that they have. And why haven't they gone in and got these nuclear weapons if they have all these details? I mean, they even know what the numbers are on these bombs. I mean, it's amazing. There's something that stinks to high heaven about this. Al-Qaeda has obtained at least 40 nuclear weapons from the former Soviet Union. How do they know how many they've obtained? Including suitcase nukes, nuclear mines, artillery shells, and even some missile warheads, according to the report. In addition, documents captured in Afghanistan show Al-Qaeda had plans to assemble its own nuclear weapons with fissile material it purchased on the black market, in addition to detonating its own nuclear weapons already planted in the U.S. Military sources also say there is evidence to suggest Al-Qaeda is paying former Russian Spetsnaz or Special Forces operatives to assist the terrorist group in locating nuclear weapons formerly concealed inside the U.S. by the Russian Union, the Soviet Union, during the Cold War. Bin Laden's group is also paying nuclear scientists from Russia and Pakistan to maintain its existing nuclear arsenal and assemble additional weapons with the materials it has invested hundreds of millions in procuring over the last 10 years. Details, 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 folks. Who's writing this script? The plans for the devastating nuclear attack on the U.S. have been under development for more than a decade. How do they know that? It is designed as a final deadly blow to defeat the U.S., which is seen by Al-Qaeda. Remember, it doesn't exist, Tony Blair says, and its allies as the Great Satan. At least half the nuclear weapons in the Al-Qaeda arsenal were obtained for cash from Chechnyan terrorist allies. More details. But the most disturbing news is that the high-level U.S. officials now believe at least some of these weapons have been smuggled into the U.S. for use in the near future in major cities as part of this American Hiroshima plan. According to the upcoming book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, International Terrorism, Organized Crime and the Coming Apocalypse by Paul L. Williams, a former FBI consultant. According to Williams, former CIA Director George Tenet informed President Bush 1 month after the September 11, 2001 attack that at least two suitcase nukes had reached Al-Qaeda operatives in the U.S. But there's no organization, Mr. Williams. Tony Blair wouldn't lie to us, would he? President Bush reportedly went through the roof upon hearing the news, prompting him to order his national security team to give nuclear terrorism priority over every other threat to America. Something stinks about this, folks. Something absolutely stinks. We have the terrorism that it looks like, really, very, very little doubt that it wasn't covered, carried off by the government. Once again, the British government, with the help of the American CIA and Al-Qaeda. And here we have now the fear factor coming to America. All these details. They even have, there they got a number on one of these suitcase bombs. Has serial number 9999 on it and a Russian manufacturing date of 1988. Folks, if you get that close to these bombs, why don't you snatch them? If you have all this information, they can't even find Osama bin Laden after all these years. And yet they've got all these details about the bombs and where they are and who's got them and where they bought them from, how much they paid. With the year they bought them, all of this information, folks, I think we're being played. Now, would the Arabs, who believe that they're going to be extinguished now, because it is true, we're going to go over and take over all their nations over there. We're going to Syria next. We're going to Iran next, and we're going to take them over. And we're just going to subjugate them, and we're going to put them under Israel, that land under Israel. And boy, that's going to make the Arabs happy, let me tell you. They're happy enough about being pushed out of Lebanon, or I mean out of Palestine. Can you imagine what's going to happen? Well, the oil is going to be taken by the international crime lords. Oh, the Iraqi oil, we now found out there's a pipeline being established, a new pipeline being built over to Haifa, so that the oil in Iraq is going to go to Israel. That's being worked on right now. So Israel will no longer be in need of foreign oil. They're going to have it just piped right over to Haifa and be carried across the water over to Israel. And so here we have now fear, fear, fear. Now we're going to have nuclear attacks, and we've got congressmen asking for this information. He needs to be asking questions. A lot of questions. All the congressmen need to know why they have all these details from Osama bin Laden and all these mysterious agents that are coming up with all this information, and why they couldn't snatch these bombs if they know so much about them. They don't know where they're at. They don't know anything, but they've got all these details. It makes no sense whatsoever, other than it's just they're trying to scare the bejeepers out of people. It scares me. It scares me, yes, to think that there could be bombs, nuclear bombs in the United States, and our governments, yes, our enemies, our governments may very well set these bombs off as another false flag operation to get everything they want. Do you know if our government set off these nuclear bombs in the United States, that they would have every American, not every American, but I'd say 95-98% of every American calling for the death of every Arab in the world, without a doubt. And the ministers would be leading the cry. They're leading the cry for it right now in the Middle East, the Christian ministers. So it's absolutely, and not all the Christian ministers, of course, but We've heard from some that do believe that they ought to just go kill all the Arabs and take over the Middle East and give it to Israel. So anyway, folks, watch for this report. We at our Police and Military Association here have a lot of reservations about this. We know who the true enemies of God and liberty are, and it is not the Arabs. Okay, they have not been. Now, I can tell you as a fact, I've been around 60 years, be 61 years in just a few days, and I can tell you as a fact, the Muslim people around this nation and in Britain have been some of the most mild-mannered, good citizens in these nations that we have. I know a lot. I don't know what keeps happening to this phone, but I know a lot of Muslim people that are in business in America, and they're mild-mannered and very, very religious, and they're taking over, they believe they're taking over the world through their religious faith. They're one of the fastest-growing religions in the world. They don't want to have World War III. They don't want to be to pick up guns and fight the rest of the world. Something is going on to cause them to be on the center of the target here, and it is not the Islamic people doing it. They're doing just fine taking over the world slowly by proselytization. Is that the way you say it? Big word for this old country boy. But proselytizing people and getting them involved in their faith. They're one of the fastest growing faiths in the world. They didn't come up with this, let's go kill everybody and start World War III. They've been doing just fine spreading their religious beliefs without all of that. But somebody's picked them as the bad guys. Just like for years and years, you and I were told it was the communists that were the bad guys over there in Russia. We gotta go after the Russians. We gotta build up all this war machine to protect ourselves from the Russians. The Cold War, 70 years of this garbage. When through the back door, we were funding everything they were doing over there. We were building their bombs. We were building their ships, their submarines, and nuclear, gave them nuclear technology and everything. Somebody has now chosen the bad boys on the block as the Muslims. And this report here, really, if this gets out to the American public, Bush will, and Tony Blair and Ariel Sharon will have everything they want because the American public will go berserk. So I'm sure it'll get out, you know, that Al-Qaeda is here getting ready to nuke the United States. Think about it, folks. I'd say pray about it, too, because this is a devastating report here. If it gets out to the average Americans that are totally brain dead, and have no knowledge of what's really going on behind the scene, they're going to be frightened out of their skin, and they're going to allow, without the terrorism, the terrorist attacks that we knew were coming in America, this report alone, if this gets on the evening news and they do to it like they did, that crazy singer, black singer that wants to be white, and was allegedly a child molester that they did 6 months on television. If they do that to this report, Al-Qaeda is getting ready to nuke America. You know what will happen in America? We'll have pandemonium. We'll have panic. We'll have everything George Bush, Tony Blair, and Ariel Sharon wants. And they'll be able to go in and attack Syria, go in and attack Iran. And that, of course, is the goal, folks. That's what they want. They want the American people to lay back and say, take my children, take my little girls, take my little boys in the draft and go over there and kill all those Arabs. That's what they want. So anyway, folks, that's our take on it at our headquarters on this. Are there some Arabs that are crazy out there that would come over here and nuke us because of what we've done to them? Possibly. We hope not.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Quran says to kill all the infidels out there. For literally centuries, the Muslims haven't been killing the infidels. They've been doing just perfect with tremendous growth at pushing their religious beliefs down the throats of people all across the world. And so something really smells bad about this. Here's what they're saying. Now remember, Osama bin Laden has been bosom buddies with the Bush family in business for literally decades and decades and decades. Osama bin Laden's family has been in business with the Bush crime family for decades. And it was the Bush crime family that made sure the whole Osama bin Laden family, uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody got out of the nation a few days after 9/11. Remember, they personally had the jets fly them out of this nation, because they're tight with the Bush crime family and have been for years. Now, all of a sudden, Osama bin Laden puts his head up again. Osama's goals, according to the book being written, is to kill at least 4 million Americans, 2 million of whom must be children, they say. Give me a break. Only then, bin Laden has said, would the crimes committed by America on the Arab and Muslim world be avenged? This is virtually no doubt among intelligence analysts. Al-Qaeda has obtained fully assembled nuclear weapons, according to Mr. Williams, a CIA man. The only question is how many? Estimates range from a dozen to 70. The future plan, according to captured Al-Qaeda agents, remember, there's no such thing, there's no organization, according to Tony Blair, and documents suggest the attacks will take place simultaneously in major cities throughout the country. New York City, Boston, Washington, Las Vegas, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. Okay, folks. Are you scared enough? Are you scared enough to do anything this demonic government tells you to do? If you're not, they're going to keep working on you till you are. Last thing I want to say, folks, and I don't really have time to get into this very much, is Craig Roberts, Colonel Craig Roberts, has come out with a he didn't come out with a video. He found a video showing how Iran is getting ready to be attacked by America. And my goodness gracious, if you could see this video, I saw portions of it today. I don't even have time to give you the information. I'm looking at the clock here. But anyway, it's called, it's Martyr Movement. Put this in your search engine in your computer. Martyr Movement in Iran. And it's females, female mothers and daughters who are dressed in their bombing outfits with their headgear and everything. And there's hundreds and hundreds of these females that are going to become martyrs. They're being trained right now. If America attacks Iran, we're going to have these female martyrs. And there's pictures of them there, just makes your skin crawl, holding their little babies in their arms that have promised to go out in a blaze of glory for Allah. Iran is not going to be a pushover, folks. Not like Iraq. Okay, now Iraq was a pushover because Saddam Hussein didn't have any military left after we kicked his rear end in 91. But Iran is totally different. So watch for coming events, folks. If the Bush crime family and these international crime cabal decide they're going into Syria and Iran, it's going to be a Donnybrook. It is promised. They're getting ready for us as we speak. All right, folks, thanks for being with us tonight. I'll be out of here hopefully Monday, and I'll be with you as I can throughout this week as we travel. Say a little prayer for us. We appreciate it. And also remember John, our brother here at American Republic Republic Broadcasting Network, as he mends from his injuries, okay? Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.